This is the final weekend of the summer cultural season. That being said, there is still a wealth of cultural activity taking place this weekend, as there always is in and around the Berkshires year-round. Parsons Dance Company previews EK90, a newly commissioned dance work celebrating the 90th birthday of artist Ellsworth Kelly, who lives in New York's Columbia County, at PS21, today and Saturday at 8 o'clock. The program also includes Nascimento Novo, Brothers, Eben, and Caught. These two performances bring down the curtain on the PS21 2013 season under the tent at PS21 in the town of Chatham. The 8th annual edition of Songs by ridiculously talented composers and lyricists you probably don't know but should, a cabaret hosted by Tony Award-winning composer-lyricist William Finn, the man responsible for such amazing musical theater productions as Falsettos and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and featuring works by a new generation of Broadway songwriting talent, takes place at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Performers include Elizabeth Stanley and Alicia Umfress, both of whom starred in Barrington Stage Company's critically acclaimed production of On the Town that kicked off this summer's theater season at Barrington Stage. Canadian EDM group A Tribe Called Red, who combine dubstep with elements of First Nations music, bring down the curtain on Massmoka's summer performing arts season with their club-style dance music on Saturday at 8 o'clock in Massmoka's Brickline Courtyard in North Adams. Comedian and singer Sandra Bernhard returns to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. The keen cultural observer, political satirist, actress, and author straddles the line between comic and performing artists while always pushing the boundaries of what it means to be a comedian in the great tradition of Lenny Bruce. Verlin Klinkenborg, Peter Biskin, Taylor Molly, Charles Dubow, and Hugh Howard are featured authors at this year's Spencertown Academy Arts Center's Festival of Books, taking place today through Monday. The festival features a giant used book sale, readings and book signings by nationally known and local authors, and a children's program. Admission is free. The distinctly American musical works of Connecticut Yankee composer Charles Ives will be presented at the Meeting House in New Marlborough on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. as part of the Music and More series. Performers include mezzo-soprano Deborah Rentz-Moore, piano player Donald Berman, and violin player Daniel Stempner. Ukulele virtuoso and singer-songwriter James Hill teams up with cellist Ann Davison for a duo concert at Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield on Sunday at 7:30. The duo's recording, True Love Don't Weep, was named Traditional Album of the Year by the 2009 Canadian Folk Music Awards. James Hill, who always combines concert appearances with musical instruction, will conduct an intermediate-level swing ukulele workshop earlier on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Magic Fluke Uke Shop in Sheffield. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.